Who's mechuyev in the mitzvah that we're speaking about? It says, "Kol mitzvot haben al av, anashim chayavin v'nashim pturot." So in the beginning of the Mishnah, it calls it a mitzvah haben al av. So the issue seems to be father. It's a din in fathers. For example, you would say it's father versus mother, right? Well, why is the father chayev? Because he's the father. Why is the mother patur? Because she's the mother. Why am I highlighting this? Because the way the Mishnah continues to formulate it is that it contrasts not fathers with mothers, but...
father-son.
Well, we're not contrasting with the son, but father. It contrasts men with women. Meaning, first of all, it should be pashut. Kol mitzvah ben al ha'av, of course, nashim are pturot. They're not. The av.
It doesn't say aim.
Because it doesn't say aim. And also, if you're already going to formulate it, why does it say anashim versus nashim? Meaning, anashim versus nashim gives you the impression that the Torah is based on the fact that...
she's a woman.
That's a woman issue, not a mother issue. Right. Let's say something along the lines of mitzvah seshas man grama, right? So there's a difference between the way the beginning of the Mishnah sounds versus the way the end of the Mishnah sounds. The end of the phrase. Look, for example, with me at the Pirush HaMishnayis of the Rambam. It's found in between the Rush and the Maharsha.
Is it in the smaller one?
The Pirush HaMishnayis? Should be.
It's usually busy, right? It's probably the other.
The Rambam writes, after he lists them, right in the beginning there, he says, Ve'elu kula mechuyev ha'av la'asot leven. Ve'ein ha'em chayevet la'asotam livna. The mother's not responsible for her son. For who inyan masha amru ha'anoshim chayavim va'anoshim pturot. He's pulling the second part of the Mishnah towards the first part of the Mishnah. That's what it means when it says anoshim are chayavot and anoshim pturot. That's not exactly what it sounds like, right? The Shara Melech, one of the commentaries in the Rambam, gives a nafkamina between these two possibilities. He says, what about an Eved Kanani? Let's say an Eved Kanani has a son. Does he have to do milah or not? Well, he is a father. But an Eved Kanani is chayiv in mitzvot like a woman. So the Shara Melech discusses that there, Mila Perak Aleph Alochahe. In fact, he brings a Tosas and Baba Kamadaf Pechas and Aleph, who seems to apply different ways regarding Eved. I'm not interested in the Eved conversation as much as I'm interested in highlighting the point here, which is the issue here father mother, or is the issue here man woman? And I'm not looking for an answer, I'm looking for you to appreciate that the Mishnah seems to be inconsistent about it. Obviously, we'll get to an answer or answers by learning the sugya in depth. Now this question needs to be asked about all the things mentioned under the rubric of mitzvah ben alav, lav dafka mila. And so we'll keep this question in mind as we move from mitzvah to mitzvah. Today and tomorrow, we're speaking particularly about the different chiyuvim on different people regarding mila. Now let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that the first chiyuv is on the father. Where the father doesn't do it, the chiyuv is on the betin, and where the betin doesn't do it, the chiyuv is on the boy himself. Now, anytime you find different parallel things, I don't even want to say chiyuvim. I want to say different parallel things, mechanisms that get you to the same result. The methodological question you need to ask is the relationship between these different parallel ideas. So here, for example, where you have these three different chiyuvim, the natural question to ask is the relationship between them. What I want to highlight is that I think this question needs to be asked on two planes. The technical plane, and then the conceptual plane. And of course, there's reason to believe that there could be a relationship between the technical and the conceptual, but they are different questions. Let's begin with the technical plane. What I mean by that is, how independent are these chiyuvim? Or in other words, do they overlap? Does one happen first and then the second one sets in?
Well,
and if they do go in stages, well, when do we move from stage one to stage two? And these are technical questions about how the different chiyuvim relate to each other. Are they independent? Do they overlap? Do they move from one another, and how does that happen? Yes, Amy.
I was just going to say, there's no chiyuv on the beis din or on the child itself if the father does the action. So,
well, clearly, once the father does the action, there's no longer a chiyuv.
Right.
The question is, do the chiyuvim exist concomitantly to each other? And if they don't, when do we move from one to the other?
No, they don't.
Not everyone agrees with what you're saying.
I was about to say, I don't know if I'm right. Mm-hmm. Just in my opinion, I didn't think that there
You would think that... Well, let me ask you a question. In your opinion, when do we move from the father to the Beis Din? Under what circumstances?
After 8 days.
Ah, okay. That is an opinion. I'm just trying to say it's not so posh, right? Let's say the father's here. He doesn't do it on the 8th day. He says he wants to do it on the 9th day.
But his chiyuv was to do
it. I understand. He didn't do it on the 8th day.
Right.
Now what happens?
He missed his opportunity.
He wants to do it on the... Okay. You understand why your answer is not so posh, right?
Right. No.
Let me tell you what to be shown. But before we get there, I want to begin with the simpler thing. If we look at the two extremes, the father and the son, so we already talked about this question. We talked about a question last week. Does the father's chiyuv still exist after the son grows up? So really, that's an example of that question of the relationship between the chiyuvim. Is the father's chiyuv only as long as the son is not mechuyuv, or does it continue beyond? But the sharper question that we're going to talk about today, particularly because we're interested in starting to talk about the Beis Din's chiyuv, the father we spoke about last week, is the relationship between the father's chiyuv and the Beis Din's chiyuv. Meaning, are they coexistent? Do they move from step to step? So the Machzor HaShekel actually says what Amy said. Machzor HaShekel, one of the farshim of the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tov Mem Dalet Seif Yud Aleph, he says that the chiyuv of the father is the 8th day. And once the father misses the 8th day, he's done, finished. Then he doesn't have any special chiyuv or special rights. And the truth is, I believe you could infer this from the Ramah in Yoredei Simin Reish Samach Seif Aleph. People can take a look there if they'd like. There are Achronim who went even further than the Machzor HaShekel. For example, the Avnei Nezer, Sakut Shavar, Yoredei Simin Shin Yud Ches, he asked the following question. Let's say the 8th day comes and the father's not around. Father's out of town, his wife gave birth. He was out of town, couldn't get back. It was a hurricane, right? It's the 8th day. In the old days it was even more so, right? Father wants to come back and mal his kid. He's a good guy, but he's not here. He's going to get back on the 9th day. So it's not that he's, you know, being delinquent. So what do? Do you wait for the father to get back on the 9th day? Or do you do the meal on the 8th day? So here there's another question, which is how important is meal on the 8th day? Just for you to know, the Avnei Nezer Paskins, that we don't wait for the father. The Beis Din does the meal even on the 8th day. In fact, the Dagol Meravava, another one of the famous Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, goes even further than that. And he conflicts with Amy. You think the Dagol Meravava would have better sense than that, right? He goes even further. I'll tell you the context of the Dagol Meravava's question. There's a question discussed in Simin Tov Lamed Dalet in Orach Chaim of the Shulchan Aruch regarding Bedikat Chametz. Let's say I ask a shliach to be bodek the chametz for me. I broke my arms. To be bodek chametz for me. I can't. I'm right there, but I can't do it. Who makes the bracha? Me or the shliach? So, Achronim say that the shliach makes the bracha.
How would you make
Bedika. So I'm bedika right now. Let's get into Dine Bedika and beer.
How would you make the bracha if you're not there?
I'm there. I just can't do it. I hurt my arms. Okay. So the Achronim say that the shliach makes the bracha. So the Magen Avraham wants to bring a proof. He says, look at Mila, where the shaliach, right, the person doing the Mila, makes the Birchas HaMitzvah. Even though the father's right there sending him. The father's right there, he can make the bracha on the Mila. So the Dagol Meravava says, you can't bring a proof. Why? Listen carefully. Because even the Moel has his own chiyuv to do Mila. What's the Moel's chiyuv to do Mila? Midin Beis Din. This is a point we'll get to later, but most of the Rishonim seem to say that it's not Dafka Beis Din. It's a chiyuv of Kol Yisrael, right? And so the mole doing it has his own chiyuv. He's not making the bracha because the father's sending him. What's the assumption of the Dagol Meravava, Amy? That the chiyuv Beis Din Kol Yisrael exists
even on the
8th day when the father's chayven there. Understand my point?
So the chiyuv exists simultaneously.
Simultaneously, exactly. Again, let me summarize what we said thus far. The Machzor HaShekel said the chiyuv comes in on the 9th day. But there are others who say that it really exists even before. Right? The Avnei Nezer says when the father's not here, the Beis Din does it, and the Dagol Meravava goes even further, even when the father is here. And the Shliach does it, when the Beis Din, in quotes, does it, he's doing his own chiv. His own chiv already exists. What?
Are you referring to the Beis Din as like all people, like the Shliach?
Mean that even the Shliach is Midin Beis Din, because he's called Yisrael, right? Yeah.
How does this work with the Rambam that says you could basically do a Bakarcho, whereas Kol Yisrael can't do it?
We're getting to the Rambam. We haven't mentioned the word Rambam yet, right? The Rambam, Meferish, disagrees with all this. How does he disagree with all this? We mentioned last time, if you don't remember, you can take a look. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, in Masechet Shabbat, we mentioned that last week. Remember, the Rambam says that the chiyuv of the father exists until the son grows up. Meaning, not just on the 8th day. The chiyuv of the father exists on the 9th day, and the 10th day, and the 11th day, and the 2nd year, and the 3rd year, and the 4th year. Now, we don't know where he holds the chiyuv of Beis Din exists, right? But we know that he holds the chiyuv of the father continues. So now the question becomes, where and when does the chiyuv of the bezdin come in? So the Tashbit, one of the Algerian Rishonim, who very much went with the sheet of the Rambam, it's a very long tshuva, but anyone who wants to look at it, you're welcome to. It's Chelek Gimel Simen Ches. The Tashbit has a very lengthy, interesting tshuva, and he says that bezdin is not chayiv unless there's no father. Meaning, if the father wants to delay the milah, he decides chmishig, he wants to do on the ninth day. I'll give you an example where the Tashbit said it. The Tashbit said there was a guy who had a son, and the milah was supposed to be on Tisha B'Av. He didn't want to do the bris on Tisha B'Av because he wants to have a suda. He decides he'll do it on the ninth day instead. He's an amoritz, but he doesn't understand, right? Of course, right? He's delaying it to the ninth day. So the Tashbit said, the question was, can we do it against his will? Can we take the baby, give him a milah? So the Tashbit said, we should scream at the father, we should tell him he's a shoyt, he's an idiot, but we don't do it. It's his chiyuv. He wants to delay, delays. In fact, the Tashbit talks about exactly the case that the Adnei Nezer spoke about. He goes, listen, the father's not here. He's out of town. He's coming back. We don't have a right to do it, says the Tashbit. When do we do milah? When the father's not alive. Or the father refuses to do milah. Now he's delaying it. He goes, I'm not doing milah to my kid. Where the father doesn't want to do the milah bichlal, that's where Bezdin's mechuyav. Or he's not alive, that's where the Bezdin's mechuyav. So the Tashbit is very limiting, and it goes along with the Shita, what one could say according to the Rambam. Meaning, the fact that the Rambam says the chiyav of the father continues till he's 13 doesn't necessarily mean there's no chiyav of Bezdin. But one could say according to the Rambam that because the chiyav of the father continues, the chiyav of the Bezdin is only afterwards. Or in other words, this technical question we're asking is, listen carefully, what's the relationship between these chiyuvim? Meaning, are there different types of chiyuvim that thus can exist simultaneously? Or is the chiyuv bezdin to fill in for the father, and thus it's only after the father's not here and won't do it? We were talking about, the Dugal Merivava, etc. There's a parallel chiyuv that exists simultaneously, right? But according to the Tashbits, we're talking about something that comes only later. And really, the question behind this question is, how do we understand the nature of the Chiyuv of Bezdin? And that's, of course, the question we want to get to today, the inherent question, and see how it takes us forward to what we'll be talking about tomorrow. Yes?
How can the Tashbits understand the Rambam to say that there's no Chiyuv on Bezdin when the Rambam talks about Bezdin being able to do a bar?
He doesn't say there's no Chiyuv on Bezdin. He talks about there's no Chiyuv on Bezdin unless the father refuses to do it. Tashbits agrees even when the father's alive, Bezdin can do it. If the father refuses to do it.
That's not Rashi in the Rambam. No.
That's how he understands the Rambam. What?
He refuses to do it till when he's 13, bar mitzvah?
No. Again, the Tashbit says that the Bezdin does it even before bar mitzvah, if the father refuses to do it.
Well, he says
it's pasha from the match from the Rambam. The chiyuv bezdin is only till he's bar mitzvah, right? Because the Rambam says Birushim Shnayis that everyone else, no one else is chayiv once he's bar mitzvah, right?
Except himself.
Except himself, obviously himself, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. One may say that an expression of this question of the relationship between the chiyuvim is the bracha of lahachniso. I say may say because one can explain the issue very differently, as I'll mention in passing in a few minutes. The Gemara in Shabbat of Kufla Mitzayin Ued Beis says that by a regular milah, that's what it's talking about there. The person doing the milah makes the bracha mitzvah, and the father makes the bracha of lachnisa of risa shel Avraham Avinu. Question is, what happens at a milah where the father is not involved, where it's bezdin of the kid himself? So the Ritva here writes, I don't know if you have a chance to see it. If the father is doing the milah, he's responsible for it, he says lachnisa. If the father's not there, the bezdin says lachnisa. And if neither of them are there, then the kid says lachnisa. The Rav Yo, by the way, in Shabbos Simen Reish Ayin Tes says the same thing. In which case, one could say that this is indicative of the fact that the chiyuvim are similar to one another. That's why we have lachnisa by all of them. Again, I say could be indicative because one could say the chiyuvim are different. But as far as lachnisa, they all say the bracha of lachnisa, even though they're different. So it's not a proof that they're the same. It just doesn't distinguish between them. But there are many Rishonim who disagree with the Ritva and the Rav Yo. In fact, I think you can say Rav Rishonim disagree with the Ritva and the Rav Yo. And there are two ways that they disagree. There are Rishonim, particularly from Provence, which was an area between Spain in the north, France in the north and Spain in the south. An area of Rishonim in Provence, the Balamor, the Ravid, the Meiri. This is an area of Provence. The Balamor doesn't say it here. But the Ravid, in his Pirish on the Hasagas and the Rambam, Hilchos Milah Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, and the Meiri here in Kedushin, they do not mention the bracha of lahachnisa by the son. They mention it by the father, they mention it by the bezdin. I think this makes a lot of sense, because lechori you can't talk about being machnis so in the visa shel Avraham Avinu if it's yourself. The father's being machnis, the bezin's being machnis, but the person's not being machnis himself. Again, the Ritva and the Rabbi Yobel disagree with this. Just one second. One can you see according to the Raivan and the Meiri that there's some, at least some basis of comparison between the chiyuv of Bezdin and the chiyuv of the father. That both of them say lahachnisam. One can say, if you take this seriously, that Bezdin fills in for the father. Gemara says in many places, Bezdin is aviyim shel yisomim. Right, the Bezdin is like the big father of all people. And so ideally the father himself does the meal. If not the father, then the fill-in father. This would explain Rishonim, Achronim, who require the Moel, the Mevarech, the Sandik, different terms, to be a Shliach of Bezdin. The Riaz says this in Shabbat. The Riaz says the reason the Sandik can make the Bracha is because he is a Shliach of Bezdin. In fact, Rabbi Akiva Eger had an interesting question. Rabbi Akiva Eger was talking about an orphan. A woman was impregnated before the baby was born for the bris. The father died. So now they're at the bris. And the Saba, the grandfather, wants to make the bracha. But the Bezdin, who is responsible for the meal, is no father. They were appointed a sandik. Who should make the bracha? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, the sandik. Because he's a shliach Bezdin. It's Bezdin acting as the father. They appoint someone. He makes the bracha. Yes.
Two questions. One for the
Chasrin
Ravan. Wouldn't you say look on the bracha? If they're going to say...
Wouldn't you or must you?
Wouldn't you?
Love Dafka, you don't have to. Right, why not?
And then, I mean, what if they want to take a more limited perspective? It seems to me they're taking a more limited perspective in regards to something very narrow, in a very broad sense of each other. Secondly, that's not so important. Secondly, though, with regard to the Shlichas issue, there's... How can this work with the concept of Shlichus Adam Kamoso? That is, if the father can't do it, if you hold the father at the greater level Chiyav, how can possibly a Shliach be considered to say the same message?
Well, you can say there's always a concept of it's a mitzvah to do it better yourself. The whole concept of Shlichus, that even though that's better, you can still make a Shliach.
Right. It's not the same as Kamoso. It's the same way.
But you see, it doesn't always have to be Kamoso. You're empowered with the same power. It doesn't mean you're acting with the same significance, right? Because there's always a concept of mitzvah is done better when you do it yourself.
Is it in Kali, or is it limited?
We'll talk about it more later if you want. Okay. The Rambam disagrees with this, because the Rambam says that only the father makes the bracha of lachniso. The Rush paskins the same way. You shouldn't think it's just the Rambam. You see, according to the Rambam, and this is what we discussed last week, that there's something unique about the chiyuv of the father as opposed to anyone and everything else. We spoke about the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos last week, that he mentions, when he formulates the mitzvah mila, he begins with the father. And we also saw, but I want to take a closer look at this today, the Rambam in Hilchas Mila Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Everyone take a look. We're after mentioning the Chiyuv of the Father. The Rambam is Mechadish that other people cannot do the Mila instead of the Father. It's usher to be Mal, the child of someone without his knowledge. Let's take a look. Ein Malin Beno Shal Adam Shalom Midato Elim Kein Avar V'Nimnam Lamulo. If he refuses to do it, that's one thing. But if he plans to do it, even if he plans to do late, says the Tashbitz, right? You don't do it in this place. Why not? So there are those who say that this is a general halacha. It's also to steal a person's mitzvos. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Zayin says, if a person shechs an animal, you don't have a right to go and cover up the blood. Kisi Adam. It's his mitzvah. And if you do it, the Gemara in Baba Kama says, you owe him money. You stole a mitzvah from him. So the Gra, in his commentary to Yerodeh, Simin Reish Samach Aleph Siv Gimel, he says, oh, this is like Kisi Adam. That's like Kisi Adam. You're not allowed to steal someone's mitzvah. The obvious question on that is, if this is a general concept, that you're not allowed to steal somebody's mitzvah, what does the Rambam mention it particularly by Mila? It's a general concept. In fact, I think you could sharpen the question even more. Because if you look back at the Rambam begins, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, talking about the responsibility of a father to be Mal his son, and the responsibility of who else to be Mal who else?
The master
to be Mal is Eved. So if the Rambam were continuing Halacha Beis, what should it say? Ein Malin Bino O Avdo Shel Adam. Where did the Halacha of Avdo? It seems like this is a special Halacha by fathers. Yeah. Sons of fathers, correct.
Then it's Malin Eved again.
Right, you were allowed. Oh. So I think the explanation is along the lines of the Tashbitz. The Tashbitz in that same piece, Chelek Gimel, Simin Ches, you can take a look there if you want. He says this is a special din by Mila. In fact, he points to a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches. I didn't want to drag people through the Gemara. You can take a look there. That Rashi understood one way. He explains that according to the Rambam, it's a totally different idea. That there's a special halacha learned from a pasuk. Take a look at the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches. That the father has a special kiyum, a more meaningful kiyum, that as opposed to the simple concept of it's us to steal someone's mitzvos, by Mila, it's bad to be mal the kid instead of the father, because when the father does it, there is a special kiyum. This, of course, would explain the Rambam sheet that we saw before, that the chiyuv of the father continues even after the eighth day until the kid's bar mitzvah, because there's a special chiyuv, and a special kiyum when the father does it, beyond the eighth day. Let's summarize what we saw thus far, and then I want to mention one last point. We were discussing the relationship between the various chiyuvim. First we discussed it technically, now we were discussing it conceptually. Now, the question of the bracha doesn't necessarily prove anything, but it is interesting. Does everyone make the bracha? Do only the father and the bezin make the bracha? Or does only the father make the bracha? The Rambam and the Rosh Hashita, that only the father makes the bracha, for the Rambam it's part of a broader shita about the special level of the chiyuv of a father, which bezin does not replace. So now the question comes up, particularly according to the Rambam, that the chiyuv bezin is nothing at all similar to the chiyuv father. What is the basis of the chiyuv bezin? How do we understand it? Again, according to the other Rishonim, one can say it's similar to the others. You don't have to, but you could. But according to the Rambam in particular, it sharpens the question, which may be true according to others too, what is the nature of the chiyuv of the bezin? After questions, we'll get to this, and this will be our last point. Yes?
I was going to say, how do you deal with the Rambam Perish Mishnayos when he says that the rest of Bnei Yisrael need to do a kilu hubibno?
I'm not understanding the question.
The Rambam equates he says Lashon, at least it's the rest of Bnei Yisrael do it.
When the father's not there, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the same chiyuv, right?
He says kilu.
Okay. So the question, what does kilu mean, right? You see from the Rambam another place that it's not the same, right? So now the question becomes, do we go to the other extreme? And I'll explain what I mean. If we're saying that Bezdin is not functioning Midin father, maybe they're not functioning Midin anything. I'll explain what I mean. There's a general concept that Bezdin is responsible to make sure people do mitzvahs, to make sure people don't violate Isurim. Bezdin is mechuyiv lahafrish people from Isurim. So maybe that's all it is. Nothing special. Why would you believe that that's not true, that there is something special here? What would lead you to believe that there is something special here?
Because it's not Dafka basic.
Love Dafka, but there's something more basic that proves to you, assumably, that there's something special here. There's a special pasuk here. What do you mean, Minayin, that Bezdin's Mechuyiv when there isn't, the father isn't doing it? There's a general thing, Lahafish Meisura. It seems there's something more here. And the question is, what is this more?
To try to help.
I think if you take a look at the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, he explains to you what the more is. He says, "Aver ahavo adam velo malo son bitul mitzvah se veino chayev karsh and akaros tali ba'or latzmo ubezdin mitzuvin lamulo so abeno aeved bizmano velo yanichu arel biyisrael velo beavdem." I think this is how the Rambam understood the pasuk and what it's teaching you in our Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Veichad lemalei avua mechayev beidina lemimalei dichtiv hi malachem kol zachar. Make sure everybody has a bris milah. This is beyond general personal issues of Isser or not. In fact, I could have added another kasha. Question is, does the issue of La Frish Adam Yisura apply where a person's a cotton? So there is a question of being Mafrish a cotton from the Velos. But where does that apply? Here you have a child who's 8 days old, who's 9 days old, he doesn't understand what's going on. He's not even doing an Isser, he's just not Mol. Can the issue of La Frushe Me Yisura apply to a baby's 9 days old and not doing any Yisura? So I think that the point can be said very simply, like the Rambam is saying, "Below Yanichu Arel B'Yisrael," which explains how the Rambam is able to add something that doesn't appear in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, "Bezdin Mechuyev to give a milah to whom? To a child." Our Gemara doesn't say Bezdin Mechuyev to give a milah to Avodim. From where does the Rambam know that Bezdin has a responsibility to give milah to Avodim? Look at the Rambam formulation: "Ubezdin Mitzuvim Lamaloso Aben Oha Eved Bizmano." Where does he get that from, Oa Eved? So he explains the next words, V'lo yonichu arel v'yisrael, v'lo b'avdeyem. If the himolochem kol zachar means that Bezin has the responsibility to make sure there aren't men walking around in the Jewish camp without a bris milah, that would extend to Avadim too, and that's l'chora, the svara, from where he gets it from. Josh, you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, to the Rambam, sir, I mean, like there's no issue on the kid. It's just a issue of a batalase on this air.
Well, I don't know if the issue is the bittul aseh here that brings that generates the bezdin's chiyuv. He seems to say we don't want there to be our eilim walking around, irrespective of chiyuv aseh or not.
Right.
Let's continue. I only have 2 minutes left, and I want to end on time. In any case, what you see is that according to the Rambam, as opposed to what we said before, we're not talking about a chiyuv that bezdin has to function as a bezdin in place of the father. It's the chiyuv bezdin has to ensure a certain result. To make sure there aren't arelim. They're not being machnas in Bevriso Shel Avraham Avinu the way the father would, which is why you don't have the bracha. So I think this explains the very interesting sheet of the Ramban as quoted by the Rashba on the top of page 2. Remember we read that Gemara in Shabbos, which talks about the Birchas HaMilah when the father's there. Those who took a look at the Gemara in Shabbat, it talks about Milah of a father, it talks about Milah of a Bezdin, it talks about Milah of Geirim. And the Gemara there says, at least according to the Girsa that the Rashba brings, that the Lashon of the mitzvah, of the bracha, when Bezdin is Mal Gerim, is Lamul, as opposed to Alamila. When Bezdin is Mal, a child of a father who's dead, let's say, it's like a simple case, they say Asher Kishem Zazim, Alamila. When they're Mal Gerim, they say Lamul Esa Gerim. So the Rashba asks, the Im Toma, third line, Lama bebirchas agerim tiknu lamu v'lo al amila k'mo sharen imulin. Ha'yilhem lomer al milas agerim. So the Rashba brings Teretz to the Ramban, fourth line. Kfar Teretz a Ramban. Mishum de milas ger chova gemurahi al amal. Uvoi levruche lomu. Tehalo sagi de lavi imol. Tehalo efshalim evdal de shlech. Tehkol de mol mitzvah de nafshe kavad. Ramban says when you're mal a ger, whoever's mal the ger is doing the mitzvah. It's not. It's not a mitzvah you can do by somebody else, because when somebody else does it, he's doing the mitzvah. It's not shayach shlichus. Anyone has the mitzvah. The Rashba asks, wait a second. Elakashali k'tzat. The imkein mandal omale avua de bezdin mechuyivin lemimale k'dashin perakam de kedushin mehimalachem kol zachar imkein hasam livrach lamal the kol mandim male mitzvah denavshek over. So the Rashba says, so why don't you say the same thing when bezdin is being mal someone's son? You're doing your own mitzvah. What must you say according to the Rabban? Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. There's a difference between how Bezdin is Mekayim Achiev on a ger versus how Bezdin is Mekayim Achiev on a son of a man. When it's on a ger, then it's their mitzvah. They are responsible for gerus. When they are filling in for a father who's not here, it's not their mitzvah. It's not their mitzvah. It's making sure there are an Arel in Israel. This would explain also. But this I conclude the point that the Makna makes here, first source on page 1. He quotes the Rosh and the Rambam. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but it's Mashna's way in the Rambam too. That the din of Bezdin is Lav Dafka Bezdin. It's called Yisrael. We've seen it already in a number of Achronim. The Rosh says this, and it's Mashna from the Rambam in Mila Perikim Aloch Aleph. Let's take a look together. The Rambam says, Mitzvah la'av lamus lamul et vino yeter al mitzvah she mitzuvin Yisrael she'imul kol Hashem Yidem. Doesn't say Bezdin, mitzuvin Yisrael. That makes sense. It's not Bezdin acting as Bezdin. It's the Jewish people have a responsibility to make sure there aren't arelim in their midst. So today we spoke about the nature of the chiyuv of Bezdin. This understanding of the nature of the chiyuv of Bezdin, that it's a Kol Yisrael chiyuv, is also behind the Havamina on the next line in the Gemara, according to many Rishonim. And this is the transition to what we're going to talk about tomorrow, Mir Hashem. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara, after talking about the three chiyuvim, asks, how do we know that the woman is not mechayevet? There are two major questions that need to be asked regarding a woman's possible chiyuv. Number one, Tosfos Kasha. Why would you think that a woman would be chayev, that you need a pasuk to say she's pater? It's a mitzvah say she's man grama. There are 10 terutzim in the Rishonim. We're going to see the central ones. And one of those terutzim is based on the assumption that the Havamitzim Yilchayv, a woman, was not like the father, but like Bezdin. And that cuts to the very heart of how you understand the Chiyuv of Bezdin, which is how it connects the two parts of the Sukkah. The second question we're going to ask is according to the Maskana. Maskana says a woman is Pater. Is she totally Pater? I definitely would have thought so, right, from the Lashon of the Gemara here. But there's a Gemara in Yavamis, which makes it sound like a woman is Chayv. And there's a Rashi there that makes it sound even more that way. which raises the possibility that maybe the Gemara is raising the possibility she should be chayiv midin X and saying she's patur midin X, but maybe there's still a reason she should be chayiv midin Y. So the X's and the Y's, i.e. the different types of chiyuvim we found in general, are important for when you get to the question of a woman's chiyuv. And this is what we'll do, and I think complete tomorrow, unless people find that they didn't have enough time to do it all. I think, just to look through the Rishonim on this for tomorrow, and then we'll move on to Pidgin HaBen.